Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have your zip code or locate your account?
Yes, 71468.
You said 71468?
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm great.
Good.
What about yourself, ma'am?
Good.
May I please have your first and last name?
Foster, Jacinta Foster. J-A-C-I-N-T-A, F-O-S-T-E-R.
For security purpose, may you please verify your shipping address for me, please?
P.O. Box 395, Provincetown, Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I see you ordered the smart health watch.
Well, that's what I'm calling for. I was online with United, and I thought I was taking a different survey. And how did y'all get my credit card number? Because I did fill that out. How did you get my credit card number? Because I didn't type that in for y'all.
Now, in order for us to have anything, in order for you to place the account, you had to fill that out online because we don't do on-phone calls.
Right. So you're saying I would have had to put my credit card number in for the
Yes, ma'am, in order to place that order with us.
Okay. And I did get the watch, and I will tell you, I ended up trashing it because it was, you know, I'm sorry to say, but it was like a piece of junk. I mean, it was, you know, that was my fault. But I noticed on my next bill, I got a $59 charge from y'all, and I was wondering what that's for, because I didn't order anything else from y'all.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, so I explain how that goes, ma'am. So when you purchase that
little watch.
Yes, ma'am. For that watch, for $6.95, you was on a 14-day trial. If you did not call and cancel out within the 14 days, they charge you the full price for that product, ma'am.
Oh, well, I can tell you. Can you let me talk to a supervisor? Because I did not, I guess, read the fine print, and I need that $59. I don't mind paying for the $6.95 because I did do that. But I'm not going to pay no $60 for that full value. I mean, to me, that's a scam. Do you have a supervisor I can talk to get that charge removed?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a supervisor you can speak to, but the supervisor will inform you with the same information that I informed you in, ma'am. In order for you to even get that refund or that money back for that watch, you'll have to send that watch back, ma'am.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I still would like to talk to the supervisor if I could, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than glad to assist you with that. Can you give me just a moment? Let me get your information transferred over to the supervisor, please.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm still here, man. Give me just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me just a moment, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just canceling this account out, man. Give me just a moment. Then I'm transferring your information, okay? And I'll be finished.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, so what I can do, since you did tell me you trashed your watch, what I can do is I can give you 35% of that money back, because I know for a fact you will not, like, get a full refund, ma'am.
Okay, well, this is the thing. I really would prefer to talk to a supervisor, because if I could, please, because I don't want to, that watch would have been $66, almost $70, and I personally feel like it was a scam, because it says Solutions, and there's no Solutions. I mean, you know, I don't want to be rude or ugly, but I feel like it's a scam, because I did not go to your website. That popped up, and I thought it was for another company that I was taking a survey for. If I had honestly gone to your website and purchased it, then yes, I see where I should pay for it. So, I mean, that's my reasoning behind this, but I'd be more than glad to hold for a supervisor, and hopefully she can give me the full credit. And that's my main reason. If I would have gone to your website and purchased it, that's one thing, but I didn't. I feel like I was kind of deceived, because I was on a completely different website, and it popped up like it was a survey for the website that I was on. And I actually thought it was coming from that particular website, not from a third party.
Yes, ma'am, I understand everything you did just say. And, like, when you speak with supervisors, you can inform her with that same information. But I can tell you that even though you saying that you feel the seat and that you wasn't on all...
Yes, ma'am, I understand your position, and that's why I would like to speak to a supervisor.
Okay, yes, ma'am, that's no problem. I'm going to get you over to a supervisor.
Thank you. I appreciate all your help, though.
Give me just a moment, ma'am. I'm going to hurry up and get you to a supervisor. I'm about to say great job. Okay, ma'am, so I got your information. I'll transfer it. Before I transfer you over to the supervisor, would you like me to give you your cancellation number?
Pardon?
Would you like for me to give you your cancellation number before I transfer your card, ma'am?
Does she have it?
Does who have it?
Will your supervisor have it? Is it in the computer, or do I have to give it to her?
She'll have it. But I'm saying, do you want to have it for your record?
Just a second. Okay, thank you. Give it to me.
Yes. ma'am. So it will be C as in Charlie, the number 9, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, the number 4, the number 7, A as in Apple, the number 5, the number 8, E as in Edward.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So may you please while I transfer your call?
Ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Give me just a moment to transfer that call.